So why did you think of this, like, material part?
Because I live here since quite a while, and since the 70s, when it was just like a few houses. I was always curious about it. And then over the years, seeing it grow, like, you know, one extension of Pondicherry, and seeing this enormous traffic thundering through, it's part of the East Coast Road. I thought I'd like so much one day to take the time and go in the little side street and wander around with my camera. And then I thought about Ashwin, and we decided to do this project together.
Yeah, see, she asked me, and I was interested, because I was open to it. And she said, "Okay, this is my idea. What do you say?" I said, "Yes, let's give it a try." And I've known Lisbeth as a student. I used to be her student back in one of the schools, in more of a transition school. So it was also nice to work with her again after a long time, and this was an entirely different project, and it was just nice to go out there and explore. And as a kid in Oroville, I used to pass by when we used to go to Pondy. I used to see the difference. So there's been a lot of change over the years. It was nice, and I've never got to know about Mutialpet, but since it's just so close by, and you always pass it by while going to Pondy. But apart from just having the look on the outskirts, where just along the road, what you see is that's what the impression we got of Mutialpet. And then finally, when we got to explore the area, we got a different impression of it.
So we decided to take a couple of trips. It ended up 5 trips at all times of the day. So it could be very early morning, like be there at 6 o'clock or even earlier, and be there late in the evening, be there at noon, be there late in the afternoon. So we got a different light and also the different activities. And, early morning, it was very quiet. You saw all the first hawkers coming down the street and, you know, opening their wares. Sometimes we were tied up on trees and all the shops still closed. And then slowly you saw life starting. The most interesting thing was, so we took five trips. We parked our motorcycle somewhere on the East Coast Road and then went by foot, just really quiet, and every time 1.5 to 2 hours. So we spent quite some hours roaming around, which was really nice. We sort of keep an eye on each other, but, you know, did different things. And that was very surprising. You saw beautiful leafy streets, almost like the White Town in Pondicherry, beautiful houses, old houses, a lot of old houses taken down to make place for new places. And the people were, the interaction with people was really nice. They chased the dogs away if they would bark at us, or we sit down with the lady of the watching the graveyard, or
we had some nice interactions with people there. And they were always friendly. They would come ask politely, like, why are we taking pictures for? And we just say just like that, you know, we're not really posting it, you know, not for newspaper. They would ask us if we're coming from any newspapers. No. So it was just pretty much for the exhibition, but we just kept it like, yeah, we're just taking it for our own. And it was, as Elizabeth said, it was very quiet the moment we stepped out of the main road. And there was so much to explore, but since we had only 5 visits there, and that already, you know, we were walking by, so we didn't have much. And we take a lot of time just going around, exploring and seeing things. So in that case, we didn't have time to explore the entire area, but at least whatever we came through had something different. Every street had something different to offer.
Yeah, normally one goes from here to Pondy and one has business to do, and you don't like to leave Oroville at all, so you like to rush through, you know, you don't look left and right, you curse the traffic and you go. And now to stop and take the time, it was so surprising, you know, and so beautiful. The garish facades of houses, but also the kind of beauty and decay, you know, the decaying shops, an ancient cycle shop that's been here. It's been like that since the 70s. And so the juxtaposition of all these things, you know, and the color, of course, the smells and the smiles of the people. Yeah, it was really a great project. And it was also nice to do it. I think we did it within 5 or 6 weeks. Yeah, and then to show it to Orville, it's nice. And yeah, for people it was a surprise, like a title like Moody Alpad. God, it goes to Moody Alpad. But yeah. And so last week we had an opening and a lot of people came and we got good feedback. And yeah.
And also, so we took pictures, we just went around taking pictures and we had a large collection. The difficult part was going over them and selecting what you really wanted to show to the audience. So, since we had a concise space and about 30 photos, so we kind of sat down and together worked with what to show and compiled the exhibition.
Yeah, I think the curating of what I said, no, juxtaposing things. And then we also found out when we looked to each other's pictures that we often took pictures of the same person. For instance, there's a picture called The Joker. Mm. Ashwin took him from the front and I took him from the back, you know, and so we put those two pictures in one frame, and that's also really nice. And Ashwin did a lot of beautiful black and white pictures, so I think also the interaction between black and white and color was, was good.
Which one is your favorite picture?
My favorite picture is Ashwin's picture of the smiling and happy kids. We took that late afternoon. So the quality of life is also very different. In the morning, people are early morning, people are still quiet and contemplating the day and thinking where they set up their stall or going to school. But then the rush of the daytime, and then in the night, you see the people relaxing, you know, you see a girl sitting on a wall, you know, like dangling her legs, and school day is over and Papa's home, and so I like his picture a lot, with a lot of children just a bunch together, and he goes to them and say, can I make your photo, and they're all happy, you know, look at your camera, and yeah, that's my favorite picture.
And yours?
So the one that says Convergence of Ages. And I also like Elizabeth's, the church where she kind of zooms out. That's another really nice picture, especially in the night. The reason of convergence, you see kind of in India is always like a mixed ages, mix of ages. No, you always see something that's old, more than 100, that's been used for more than 100 years and it's still there and still existing. And you have the new technologies where it's kind of a blunder. Everything goes in mixed. So that kind of, and wherever you go, you see that the old habits and all the new things that we kind of incorporate with the old habits, and sometimes it doesn't work out, and that picture sort of shows that. And the other one where there's the lady standing at the shop in front, and that kind of gives that feel as well. It's like a more calm and old. Or sort of a setup and very simple, but at the same time you have like all the modern things kind of installed in a very old shop, so that kind of gives an impression in that mixed ages and so on.
Yeah, we also ended up with making three big collages because we made a lot of pictures of facades of houses, of street signs which tell a lot too, and of little businesses and shop fronts, so we decided to put them all in the nick of time in a big collage, three collages, so gives a little bit of a feeling, you know, of this old and new, and yeah, what's all happening, it's so rich, it's like a tapestry of like, you know, it's like eye-opening, and although I've been here many years, it's, yeah. And this is nice. Last year I did an exhibition with my granddaughter. And it was Carpe Diem. It had a Latin name which means pluck today. And we didn't go any further than the Crocodile Bank in Chennai, you know. And to personally, I like more and more to look at the places where we live, and to, if we exhibit or show people our pictures, to really look through our eyes and see, hey, yeah, we always rush through and we never saw this, you know. It's, might be a bug, or it might be something in your garden, or something on the way to Pondy, and this feels good.
Yeah, I think with this place pictures, it's like you see that she captures what is there already, like what you can see of the place, and what's local to that place also, and she really looks into those details. Whereas I take more of a more narrow shot, and you don't really see the wider picture, so there it's kind of everything involved, and you get a much wider perspective of what the area is more like. That was,
I think it goes connection. Well together. No, you zoom in and you also see who,
especially like the collages of the houses and the signboard and so on. You kind of see a variety of different things and the diversity of what's all there.
Yeah, we especially put them at the end of the exhibition so people can quietly look, and then in the end they see, yeah, also what we see, you know, because when we drive to there also it's like a seals the mind, you know, all these things and all these colors, and then to be quiet and see and focus, and that's what I want to, yeah, to let people look through your eyes.
And usually when we went there in the mornings, very little traffic. But when we had gone there in the evening times, the traffic had already, you know, everyone was coming back home and it was such a rush. The moment we kind of just went out of the main road, it was again very peaceful. And the impression that overall we both of us pretty much got was like, it's very calm, peaceful. And she also said, you know, if it wasn't Oroville, I think she would have chose to stay in Mutjalpet.
Yeah, if one would have to live in Pondy, for instance, I mean, Mutjalpet wouldn't be a bad choice because they have beautiful leafy places, but I hope it never comes to that. Yeah.
Which was the best time you liked taking pictures there?
Yeah, I like the early mornings and the early evenings. Yeah.
I enjoyed with the night shots. There, I could really spend, because sometimes you're always taking a picture and moving on and going. And but whereas in a night shot, you have to really set your picture and kind of know what you're going to take. Otherwise, it doesn't come right. So I just take my time sometimes and just set up my tripod and take a long exposure picture, for instance. And that kind of really got me into the spirit of Mutjalpet, and to know, I mean, to really observe what's actually happening there, which is a nice experience for me.
Yeah, I think also in this digital age, everybody is a photographer. Everybody clicks and clicks and clicks, and makes me think of the old photographers or the older photographers like Henri Bresson, you know, who also made pictures of mother. He used to set up his tripod with a very big box camera, and he used to sit and watch a whole day or hours, and then he would make three shots and that was it, you know. And in the old times or in older times, we had films, it was only 36 pictures, so you would go to Pondy and you would say, I do two rolls, and you limit yourself. Now it's thousands of pictures, you know, and this is, yeah, it might be also really nice to go back to the old box cameras and take your time, you know. That makes everything more quiet. Now there's all these thousands of pictures you have to look at, and what are we going to take? You know, because then you have a choice of, we have 30 frames, some have two or even three, but yeah, to make it more calm and quiet and more like a meditative art, you know, than taking selfies or photos all the time.
The modern age is so different
compared
to how it was just 10 or 15 years ago.
Yeah, making your pictures, developing you yourself, you know, you had the whole process in hand, now it sort of runs away with you, and it's nice to go back, and that's why once in a while I like to do an exhibition, because then you have to make choices, you know, and really what can I show, you know, through my eyes, what is, yeah, important to me or whatever, and I think people in Oroville, they like this, you know, they, like a little reception book, and you know, people write things or they speak to you on the road. I'm always very nervous. I usually do one or two exhibitions in Europe in the summer, but I'm always very nervous to show my photos in Oroville because I don't know, everybody knows me, and it's like, ah. But it's nice.
How did people like the exhibition?
Yeah, I think it was positive, no? Yeah, we had the opening, we had 50 or 60 people. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of people coming last week and had tea and to interact with people. And this place is used a lot by different classes, and mm-hmm. we have posters up on these posters we have up on the boards. And yeah, it's on for another week, maybe even 2 weeks, because I think we have the last exhibition before Pitanga closes for a month in June.
In June they close and yeah. open, yeah, in July. Yeah, people would stop me on the road and they're like, it's a beautiful exhibition up there, good work, and they'll be like, oh, thank you.
That's nice, also surprising to see us work together again, no, not as a teacher or student, but just as photographers, it's nice, yeah.
You wanna add up anything?
Sorry?
You wanna add up anything else?
I didn't get a
You wanna add something more?
No, I'm fine.
No, I think overall to be working with Lisbeth has been a very nice experience, and it's my first bigger exhibition I've done for Youth Link, a small youth activity exhibitions and so on. I've put up photos, but very few of them are selected. That also, it's easier to work with a larger group. But here, it's a lot more work that you have to put in and to organize yourself and to get everything. The work that went behind was, you have to really be sure of what you're going to do for the exhibition. It's not like, okay, we have these photos, let's print them and we'll hang them up. It didn't work like that. And she was very organized in that way, and she has this experience of doing it for the past couple of years, and it went very quick and well organized, and we had it just right on time. We had a problem with the printing because the paper was about paper finished, and they were having that the paper was shipped to them, and it just came in the last minute, and we managed to finish it just a couple of hours before the exhibition opened, and we came and we framed, and it was all just set before it started.
How was it working with each other?
Yeah, it's good. So what he said already, I really liked it. Yeah, I also like the project that it is just intensive 6 weeks. You go make the pictures, you're not making choices of your old portfolios. You really do this. It has a very specific team. Mm-hmm. We also started in Muti Alpet, where the street sign started Muti Alpet, and we ended there. We did not go to Pondicherry or go to Kupam. We stayed within those borders, you know? So you set yourself a frame, and that felt good. All together, I think we both thought it was a good experience.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.